I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven.
All right, so I got scolded last week the way I did it, and I was trying to explain.
That guy's gone today. You can do whatever you want.
No, but I'm going to do it the way Ken wants it because it doesn't make sense if it's inconsistent. If the two hosts are doing it a different way, then it ruins the point. And my entire point was you should have to earn it a little bit in Seven in Heaven. But Ken's like, no, it's who you think should be in there at the end. And I'm like, last week, yes, I think the Browns are better than the Steelers, but the Steelers didn't play well and still won in Buffalo, and I'm like, that should mean something. But in Ken's world, no, we think the Browns are better, so the Browns should be ahead of them. I'm like, well, okay, fine. So that's the way I'm going to do it this week.
Yeah, it's a ranking of how you think the season's going to finish, right?
And then I'm like, well, then it's pointless segment. Here I am again, killing the segment before I do it. Then I'm like, it's kind of pointless because we all think the Browns are going to win the division. So then what's the point of this? No matter what, if the Browns are 2-8, we still think they're going to win the division.
Well, maybe not 2-8, but yeah, I mean, it's gonna be the same rankings every week, right? I guess is your
argument.
That's
my argument.
Yeah,
but Ken doesn't see it that way, so we're gonna do it the way Ken wants to do it. So we start out. Do we want to do ascending or descending? We go through the song and dance every week. Let's go descending.
This time.
All right, Lloyd, seventh team in. By the way, if you do it the way it's supposed to be done, it with the real tiebreakers and everything, Browns are the seventh seed right now. Who is the seventh seed in your Seven in Heaven just barely getting in the postseason?
With all of 30 seconds of research on this, because I didn't know we were doing it, I'm going to say the Patriots.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Patriots.
It's a very popular pick amongst
is it
people like you, you know, writers.
I am not high on the Dolphins at all, and I know it doesn't sound like Tua's injury is that serious. I'm just not a big Dolphins guy. Certainly no one team out of the South. I for a split second, I almost put three teams from the North in there. Almost. But I'll take the Patriots.
Really?
I don't know that that's that far-fetched, though. Well, I mean, they got three in last year.
They did. You know, we wanted to say going into the season, well, you don't want it. You don't want your division to be one of the toughest in football. You don't want to play in the NFC West right now, right, where it seems like every game. I mean, right now.
Just slugfest, yeah. You're getting beat up on. And
yeah, everybody's talking about Arizona, and the 49ers are 2-0.
Yep.
But, man, I can't bet on any of those teams right now just because of how brutal the division is.
Right.
All right, so go. That's your number seven. Your number six.
Baltimore. I know they've had a ton of injuries. I've been high on Baltimore all along. I love Lamar Jackson. I love the culture. And
don't
John
say that
Harbaugh.
Here. Don't say that in this window.
Well, you know what I mean. I think Baltimore, despite all their injuries, I still think they make the playoffs. I love Oakland. I don't have Oakland in right now, but I may change that.
So what's next, Batwoman?
So 2-0. They're 2-0.
Derek Carr's playing great.
And they've beaten two AFC North teams.
Derek Carr's playing fantastic.
Dustin Fox is a big Derek Carr believer.
You know who else loves Oakland? Las Vegas.
Yeah, because really? They're not.
So my seven team is the Raiders, because I always follow Vegas.
Well, no, he's
the city of Las Vegas.
Yeah, they don't play in Oakland anymore.
Place home.
Oh, well, yeah.
How long are you going to do that?
For the next 10 years.
Probably.
The next
right?
10 years. Yeah.
I get them all mixed up.
I'm going to call the
Chargers, the Rams.
It'll be 2024 before I call the Indians the Guardians. Like, I just get things stuck in my head, and they're just not coming out.
Are you saying the Q or Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
The Q.
Are you going to be saying First Energy Stadium in a week when they have to change it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Reckless speculation.
I know. There's some news on that over the weekend. Some people are pushing. Man, the Derek Carr thing is interesting because nobody believes in John Gruden right now. They think the game has passed him by.
Right.
And nobody believes in their front office. I mean, the draft picks have just been dreadful. And here they are, 2-0, and they've beaten the Steelers and they've beaten the Ravens.
So I do like the Raiders, but maybe one more week I'd hold off on that. So Patriots are my 7, Ravens are my 6.
Okay, number 5.
Chargers. Justin Herbert, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer too, but I don't have him in.
No.
I know. Wait, actually I do have him in. Okay, next one. Go to the next one. I just looked. I do have him in. Go ahead. Next.
Titans.
Okay.
Division winner.
Yeah.
Only team coming out of the South.
What do you think of that division?
It's terrible.
It's worse than advertised, especially if Carson Wentz.
But that's the thing. Like, if Wentz can stay healthy, they could be okay. But that's such a huge if.
He's got 2 ankles. I don't know how you injure, sprain both ankles. But you know it's just a matter of time before the wrists are sprained, too. Like, he's going to be 4 for 4. And if you have any other body parts you can sprain.
Shoulders and fingers.
They're going to be sprained, too.
Yeah.
That guy cannot. It's amazing. I was very nervous about Baker Mayfield and his size when he got drafted. I was one of those.
Yeah.
And then now apparently you can be even shorter and even smaller and be Kyler Murray and be even better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous right now. But I was telling Ken yesterday, Carson Wentz is almost too big with every body part operating at a different pace. He's flailing around. One finger's going that way. He's doing the Elaine Bennis dance. Like, that's how he falls. It doesn't make any sense. Who's number 3?
I'd love to put the Browns at 2, but I have the Browns at 3 just because.
Wow.
I do think they win the division, but, you know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, if they split with those, they don't have an easy path through their own division. Let's put it that way.
Who'd you have at 6?
Ravens.
So that's a first-round matchup.
Yeah, that's a first-round matchup.
Oh, boy. So, and number 2, number 1?
Number 2, Bills. Number Bills, 1, yeah. Chiefs.
Okay, so you didn't lose your mind about the Bills' opening loss?
No, not at all.
Okay, let's go to mine. Chargers, number 7. I do have the Chargers. And it only is, I'm not going to lie and act like I've watched any of their games so far.
I watched a little bit of their game while I was working in the press box the other
night. Just it is a belief in Herbert. But I don't want to go crazy. I know he set all the records last year. And kind of ran away with him, right? The rookie stuff that he did. And he did not have a good coach last year. And now he's got Perry Pirates' own, Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
Is their head coach, which is one of the craziest. And you're going to hear it every game. It's going to annoy you. I don't know how much they're in prime time, but they're going to mention him being a defensive coordinator at John Carroll just like 5 years ago. Now it's like, even the window gets shorter. It's like he was the defensive coordinator at John Carroll 2 years ago. And here he is, the head coach. Like it's like now 1 year. Last year, 2 months ago, he was the defensive coordinator.
He just flew in.
He was eating Pizzazz pizza right on campus a day ago. And then here he is being the head coach. Then I have the Raiders. I got to give them some respect just because of the 2-0 start. I'm not one that believes Derek Carr is better than Baker Mayfield. There still are these people out there that when they do their top 10 and they, you know, Baker was almost in nobody's top 10 before the season started. And people had Derek Carr ahead of him. I'd rather have Baker Mayfield for all the stuff that I get for criticizing Baker. I still think Baker's better than Derek Carr, but hey, you got to give Raiders credit. Part of this needs to be that you've earned a spot on the 7-7, the vaunted 7 in heaven. So I do put him there. Then I have the Ravens. I do think their injuries, and I hate to have this as part of the calculus, that Lamar Jackson not being vaccinated, I think he's going to miss a game here or there. And they're going to fall apart. They have no chance. Like, last year they had RG3 as somebody who could just be a stopgap. Who is their backup right now? That's not a great situation to be in. They do have a ton of injuries. And they're going to have 2 brutal games against the Browns. But I do have them making the postseason. Now we get into our division winners. I have the Titans. No surprise. Then the Bills, number 3. So we have these flipped.
Wow, okay.
I do have the Browns finishing with a better record. I do need to go back, and for a lot of the criticism I gave the Browns over that win over the Texans, I do think so many teams lose games like that. Browns won it. The Browns did win that game. And that doesn't mean that they don't deserve some criticism and there aren't some weaknesses. Every team has weaknesses. Do you want to talk about the Chiefs' weaknesses? Sorry, Owen. Close your ears. Cover your ears. That's two games they've gotten run all over.
Yep.
And I don't know how that gets better for the Chiefs this year. You're shaking your head. You know there are issues.
Come on.
And that's why Mahomes, I know Mahomes always likes to play a different way than anybody else. But the way he fell down and threw that ball, you want to do the Baker? They have Baker Mayfield did that.
Oh, that was awful.
It was all awful. Time bad. That's Carson Wentz. That's yes. Brandon Weeden.
Yes.
That's Brandon Weeden like bad. But he's obviously almost above reproach when it comes to criticism, but he does deserve it. There, he coughed up the game. That play is the reason they coughed up the game. Browns number two. So I have them back in all the way to number two, and then the Chiefs number one. 216-578-0092. Are we way off? Are we giving the Ravens too much credit? Are we giving the Bills too much credit? We both have them really high. Jason has them number two. I have them number three. 216-578-0092. Myles Garrett said something after the game that we completely glossed over yesterday, but Jason didn't. He thinks it matters. What does it mean for Joe Woods? That's all coming up straight ahead here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.